Anger is energy, like a hatred, like a delusion. And it is a garbage. But there are ways in order to preserve these kind of energies and to transform them. During the war, I wrote a very short poem about my anger. I hold my face in my two hands. Well, the American bombers just destroyed a village that we have helped rebuild. They have destroyed four times the same village, and we had helped build four times that village. It was very close to the demilitarized zone. I hold my face in my two hands. No, I am not crying. That's the second line. No, I am not crying. I hold my face in my two hands in order to keep my loneliness warm. Two hands to nourish. Two hands to protect. Two hands to keep my soul from leaving me in anger. That is my sound. And I'm holding my anger. I'm not expressing it. I was taking good care of my anger because I know that what I have to do is to transform it into the kind of energy that is needed for my country, for my peace, for the peace of my country. When something triggers your anger from being a seed become a zone of energy burning in your body, burning in yourself. Well, the Buddhist practice is to go back to the breathing and recognize anger as anger. Breathing in, I know that I'm angry. Breathing out, I know that I'm angry. And the Buddhist attitude is to take care very kindly of your anger. You don't suppress it. You don't run away from it. You just breathe and hold your anger into your arms with the most tenderness you can afford. And you breathe on your anger. Breathing in, I know that I'm angry. Breathing out, I know that I'm angry. And you continue to practice like that. Not saying anything, not doing anything, just practicing breathing. Breathing in, I know that anger is still in me. Breathing out, I know I am anger at this moment. And if possible, you practice walking meditation while doing so. Anger is still there, but it's already different. It's like you throw a stone into the river. The stone will sink. But if you have something else to help, like a boat, and then you can have many kilograms of stone without the fear of having them sink. When you practice breathing and you produce awareness about your anger in yourself, you are taking care of your anger in the way the Buddha taught. You should not be angry at your anger. If you are angry at your anger, and then anger will be doubled and you suffer more. So instead, you bring about the mindfulness of your anger, and that is the sponsor of your anger. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness is the awareness that is something that is going on. And you produce awareness in yourself in order to take good care of your anger. Breathing in, I know that I am angry. breathing out, I know that I am angry. And there, anger is no longer alone. Anger is with something else, that is your mindfulness. And mindfulness, to us who practice Buddhism, is the Buddha in person. Because mindfulness is the awareness of what is going on, and that is the very essence of Buddhahood. If you are aware of what is going on, and then very soon you will see into its true nature and you'll be emancipated. It's like when you contemplate a flower in the morning, a tulip flower, a lotus flower. In the morning, the flower is still glows like this. And when the sun rises and begins to shine on the flower, it still keep like this. But if the sun keeps shining on the flower, something will happen. After 1 hour and 2 hours of shining, well, the flower will have to bloom. Because the sunlight does not just go around the flower. The sunshine tries to penetrate deeply into the flower. And our mindfulness is like that. If you keep breathing and sponsoring your anger, the particles of mindfulness will enter, infiltrate into the body of the anger. The sunshine is a source of energy made of particles called photons, and they penetrate into the flower. And at some point, the flower cannot resist. It has to open itself and show its heart to the sun. If we keep practicing, maintaining mindfulness, breathing on our anger, taking good care of it, using our compassion, our understanding to shine on anger, very soon our anger will crack and we will be able to look into the depth of our anger. Anger is not very pleasant to experience. It's like raw potatoes. But you know that if you don't have raw potatoes, you don't have cooked potatoes. So you put the raw potatoes into a pan, you pour the water in it, and you put it on the fire. And then you put a cover on it. The fire underneath is mindfulness, the practice, the continued practice of mindfulness. It is the sunshine continuing to shine on the flower. And the cover is your concentration. If you want your mindfulness to be strong, to be powerful, in order to take good care of your anger and then practice concentration, it means that at the time when you are practicing mindfulness on your anger, you should be somehow alone. You should not listen to television. You should not talk to other people, especially to the person who has just helped the seed of anger to manifest. It's better that you turn around, you be yourself alone, walking or sitting, practicing breathing on your anger. The moment you begin it, it seems that you don't see any difference, but there is already a difference. When mindfulness is born, there is already a difference. When the pot of raw potatoes is put on the fire, the water begins to be warm, although it's not boiling yet, but it starts to be warm. And if you can keep it on the fire for some time, it will begin to boil. And 45 minutes or 1 hour later, when you uncover it, you smell something delicious. the potatoes are cooked. The same thing is true with your anger. You can cook your anger, and you can transform it into something else quite useful to your body and your mind. And as you look deeply into your anger, you see the roots of your anger. And you do the work of transformation just by planting the seeds of understanding in you.